Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Mike Rosman is here, ladies and gentlemen. Mike is a new friend. He's the president of Bowfly, which is an organization that that puts together small businesses that are interested in getting capital. And the capital companies, the financial companies, who are interested in making loans to those companies, they're sort of like a dating organization for businesses and lenders. Mike, how about that? Was that pretty close?
That's real close, Jim. Thank you for that. Well, we've often been described like a match.com, and what's nice is we really empower a business borrower to build a bank ready financing request, which is so critical. And we also capture the preferences of our more than 600 lenders. So we're making matches based upon the borrower's needs and their background and their fit with the right lender, which is really important.
Well, and this is important, and this is an example of how the landscape has changed. So much has changed for small businesses, Mike, over the last 20 years. There was a time when if a small business needed a loan, they had to get it inside their, you know, the four walls of their marketplace. They couldn't go to the town, you know, 30 minutes or an hour away and borrow money. They had to borrow money right there from the credit union or the bank or whatever in their community. But now things are different, aren't they?
That's right. And community banks are still critical, and they are very focused.
Absolutely.
On building their community. But we've got a nice example of a business owner in Ohio. They had two successful restaurants. They were looking to open their third. It was a franchise. It was actually a Subway restaurant, and they couldn't find financing in their community. The deal was posted onto Bowfly, and ultimately they secured financing from a bank in Colorado. And so, if you think about that, the ability for that borrower in Ohio to be able to connect with a nationally chartered bank in Colorado that had assets, that was looking to lend those assets, is really a powerful thing.
Well, the reason why I'm excited about that, and we've had other companies on this show that do something similar to what you do. I mean, this is something we've been talking about for a long time because, as my audience knows, Mike, you know, one of my goals is to help small business owners have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and that includes getting access to capital. And so I don't care where it comes from, but you're right about independent community banks. Nobody has been a greater supporter and champion of independent community banks and the great work they do for small businesses than I am. But if a small business can't get the facility funded in their hometown, then, you know, they've got a right to go somewhere else. And I'm glad to know that there are people out there like you and like some of the others that will help a small business find get access to capital. And here's the good news is, Mike, is this keeps everybody honest. This increases the competition, which increases the excellence, isn't it?
That's right. And so you think about a small business owner being able to leverage technology to be able to connect with the right lenders. It brings the power more toward that small business owner and away from the large lending institutions. And that turns into lower interest expense for the borrower, smarter loans for their business on better terms, which is always something that a business owner is looking for.
But, you know, that doesn't, for a small business, to me, what we're talking about now is one-off type of transactions. But every small business owner needs to have a relationship bank in their community, don't they?
Absolutely. One of the things that I know in your previous with your previous guest, you were talking about the importance of relationship, and we couldn't agree more. And if you think about it, the problem of building that relationship is not ultimately when you make that match and you're sitting down with that lender. It's how do you find the right lender to sit down with and to build that relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And there's 8,000 banks out there in the country. So when you think about it, yeah, we firmly believe that relationships are critical. The question is, how does that business owner make that right relationship? Because you and I know that there are large banks out there that aren't doing any startup lending today. And
that's
right. just the way it is.
That's right.
Either through regulatory control or their own capital constraint. The problem is the business owner doesn't know that. So when they look mm-hmm. at that bank, they don't know if that bank is interested in building a relationship with them.
Right.
Ultimately, when they make that match, when they're sitting down with the right lender, that's when a relationship comes in, and the borrower and the lender build that relationship. And hopefully, it's a relationship that grows over time. And actually, that example I gave before about that Subway restaurant, great story, which we learned about after the fact. About 3 months after that first match took place and they closed that first loan, I ran into the banker at a conference, and he said, "Oh, by the way, we did another location for that Subway restaurant."
Mm-hmm.
And that's a situation where the business owner is establishing
a relationship
with the banker.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's good, and I'm glad that worked out. But one of the things I think we've got to focus on is making sure that you match the right lender to the right loan, and you match the right assets to the right type of facility. And by that I mean if that company, that bank that you've never met the people, you know, they're in three states over or four states over, you know, if they're loaning for equipment, that's fine. But if you need a working capital loan, you know, that may not be fine. You may need somebody that if things don't work out as well, you can go actually sit in their office and look at them. What do you think about that, Mike?
I would totally agree. And one of the things that's critical there is what type of lending is that institution doing? So in that example we gave before, that Colorado bank, which only has a few branches in Colorado but has a national charter, mm-hmm. they expressed that they were looking to do expansion financing for restaurants.
Which would include things that had serial numbers.
Inherently, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
There's going to be machine and equipment with it, but there was also working capital with it. And actually, one of the things I know, which you're close to, is that they did the loan as an SBA loan. So the bank got an SBA guarantee.
Now, there you go.
Profitable
now, that's a great way to partner with the SBA, absolutely. And so when you have those kinds of things... you know, folks, this is requiring, Mike, because of the opportunity, because of the options that are out there to leverage technology to find the loans, it's requiring business owners to be a little more sophisticated than they were. And of course, that's one of the good news is they got companies like yours and others that help them to do that. Mike, tell us how we can find you guys online.
Sure. We're at bofly.com. That's BOE. F is in Frank, LY.com.
All right.
And a business owner can come on and buy a one-time use to be able to leverage our platform. Lenders join through a subscription basis. In our pricing, we don't believe in taking any kickbacks from banks or
right.
charging points
just,
from bars.
Just the subscription fee. Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Mike. We'll take a quick break. We're going to talk more about getting you the financing you need right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.